I'm on the line, too.
Is Greg on the... Okay, great. Fine. Okay, can you report Greg?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't... He is not working yet and won't be until the middle of January, but just today I sent a higher letter for acceptance to Nathan Moore.
Okay.
That just happened. I haven't reported it out because... Frankly, we haven't actually received a confirmation. He's going to accept the job. I have it from him verbally, but we just put a letter in the mail to him today.
Wow.
Okay. Nathan is the current board member.
He will be finishing his term at around the same time as he begins work, and so there won't be any overlap there. And so he'll be coming on board toward the end of January.
Okay. Thank you. That
and that will change the headcount, but that's the only projected change right now. We do have in the pipeline, although it was already in the budget, I believe, a new assistant for the affiliates program, but that hire hasn't taken place, and we haven't really advertised or finished the job yet, so it's not really a change at this point.
Okay, and also, Lonnie had mentioned an assistant for the web.
Well, that's not really that's actually not a change because Sean is already working as a consultant. The question is whether he will be hired on a more permanent basis. And I believe that you're going to be looking at a possible increase in the amount in that for that position. I think that was discussed in October at the board meeting and. That's being reported out now.
Can I just mention, that we had some, in terms of posting the FCC required reports on the web, can we, maybe from finance we can pass a motion, we can discuss this next week, to, put a motion that these reports are posted in a timely manner and as required by the FCC. And I think that's critical for us.
Which report are you discussing?
The audit reports and also, I think...
The 990s and the audit reports are on the website going back several years. We just actually confirmed that today. If you go to the pacifica.org, you will find... reports going back at least 3 years, 990s and audits.
Okay, because I think the time, and I think I sent it out, is like 120 days or something that they're supposed to be on the.
Right. Well, I don't know about the whether they were posted in a timely manner, but I do know that as of a month ago, the most recent one was, and that the prior ones had been there all along.
Well, 990 was not there, and
no, the newest one
that was
just posted
there up until I think it was put on maybe a month ago.
That's right.
Okay. So it's just that it's very important. It's very important. I know. I'm sure Lonnie can speak to the importance of that.
Yeah, that's true. It's critical. It's absolutely required by FCC, our auditors, by what we call GAAP, and we just need to get them up there. That's the long and the short of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Dave, do you want to continue?
Yeah, please, if no one else does. A few things. One, we obviously need to deal with this question of the archives resolution. Lonnie had said something about a motion to rescind. My understanding is the sentiment has to do with a change in the mechanism, not a commitment to the funding. So in terms of our bottom line, we're still talking about that money coming from somewhere. Somebody should correct me if I'm wrong about that, but that was what I thought. On the WBAI stuff, first, I'm really glad to hear that the plan includes some new initiatives, despite the fact that we've got a new manager coming in there, and it's not just trying to squeeze the same orange harder. There's that effort, but there's some new stuff going on. In that, it's not really, in my opinion, my business as a finance committee member. I am going to take the liberty to say that I'm a little disappointed that the programming change plan moves in the direction of fewer hosts and not more. And I think PFW's ongoing financial success might be something to look to as a model, or even the idea of having multiple hosts through a block so you have more of the kind of diversity of perspectives and voices while having that consistency. But all that said, that's their business and not mine, and the fact that they're trying things on programming is great. I was curious when you said something about a look-see in 3 months, what a look-see actually means. Are we going to talk about, you know, authorization for just the 3 months, or are we going to talk about just a review? Because I think that when we've authorized for a given period and say we have to come back, we come back with a little more seriousness. I'll note that we've done that this year, whereas in the past when we said we were going to do monitoring, given the volume of business, we haven't always done that effectively. Hang on, let me get to the other thing. I guess that's enough for now. Oh, you mentioned LA stability, and one thing I wanted to comment to people. Go back to BAI. That idea about the volunteer coordinator is a fabulous idea. I think it's a great thing, and the more services and the more people you can bring in by doing that, that's excellent. If you can get a volunteer to do it, that's excellent. The one thing I wanted to say about LA is, with regard to our stability, one of the areas we're making investments in now is a training program, and we're getting that more and more going. And I think as we move over into the digital distribution, the opportunities for new programmers and new producers is going to expand. And I think it's something we should be aggressively pursuing, because that's a place we can get new talent in without producing a lot of pressure on the air. And anyhow, I think that those efforts are one area that we really need to fund. I'll just close off by saying I'm scared of these budgets. I'm looking at all of it, and I think we're going to really find ourselves network-wide coming in. You've got projected now at 1.2, but I think we're going to come in far, far below that. And your comment about staffing is, I think, a key comment. You can't just cut people off. You have to have a sort of 18 to 24 month plan to change your staffing approach. And I think right now where we need staffing is in building infrastructure for the new distribution possibilities that are actually part of what's draining away listenership. And so we need to start thinking right now and looking at those headcounts and looking at where the jobs are and saying, you know, is that sustainable? And one of the areas in which I'm really questioning sustainability, but also our institutional commitment, is the paid producers to hold down single slots. And is that the investment we want to maintain? Or do we want to be investing in people who leverage the efforts of a larger circle of people? And also, I note that in the last few years, we've had a proliferation of assistance to management all around the network. And if you look at that, that's a significant expenditure around the network. And I think we also need to think about that. But,
I'm sorry, Dave, can you repeat that? I missed that. What was your last question?
I think, if I'm not wrong, if you look at our budgets, one big area of growth over the last 6 to 8 years has been in the area of management assistance, people who are assisting our managers in covering their workload. And that's another thing we need to look at, I think.
Well, there hasn't been one for me.
See how well you're doing?
Can I get on the stack, please?
I would like to say something to that last point.
Just a second. Line
you through. That's true for some stations and not for others. Columbia has no assistance. K does, by the way. That's a new development. And A always had one, as I recall, at least for the last 3 or 4 years. And T, not so.
Wait a minute.
An assistant there.
I would like to say something.
Just a second about this. Let Lonnie finish, then Baruti, unless Baruti would like to allow you to speak first. Go ahead, Lonnie. Who are the others?
Yeah, who else? WBAI, yes. There was an assistant to that general manager, but currently there is not an assistant for that position currently, although they're looking at it. But it's, you know, it's a matter of
fact. I didn't mean to be inflammatory. Let's not get caught on that.
And then, we'll finish it up since you started it. And W?
Well, yeah, at that point, but I think that the point about staffing is well placed. If you look at staffing as a percentage of either expenses or revenue, and I remember in my 15-year financial history, there's a spreadsheet
right.
that actually gives you salary history for those 20 years, 15 years. And if you look at salaries as a percentage of expenses or as a percentage of revenue, some stations are flat and some stations are, in that sense, shown a higher percentage of funds going into staffing. Now, that may be good or it may be bad, because if you have a higher percent going in staffing, that staffing may be revenue producing, and therefore it is offset by increases in revenue. But I think that we are, despite all that, at several stations, are looking at staffing reductions. Now, at WBAI, that came to $150,000 a year and a half ago. It took a year and a half to play out because the immediate savings don't happen, because you have to pay vacation and severance if there's severance indicated. And it takes two or three, for the first 2 or 3 months, you don't necessarily save large sums. But I have said it to general managers, and I'll say it to the LSBs, an 18-month scenario for most stations does indicate that staffing, which is one of the largest expenses, will have to be looked at. That will be true for K, true for A, not so true for W, because W has probably the lowest staffing ratio of any of the stations. T, they have just got an infusion of money from being named at minority stations, so they're okay in terms of having covering their staffing costs. National office, we might have to include ourselves on that list at some point, one or two. I'm not talking great layoff. I'm talking at each station, one to five. So we're talking network-wide that the staffing. This is me, my best guess, and I'd have to really look at the numbers carefully. About 10 to 15 FTEs more than we can probably afford for the long term. And you have to throw into it hourly use. Because, you know, you not only want to look at staffing, you want to look at hourlies and the use of hourlies. That, too, is has to be thrown into the equation. Sorry to go to talk on, but since we're on staffing, I might as well let you know what my thoughts are.
Okay. Thank you. Baruti? Baruti, do you want to speak?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I just wanted to, in terms of the recovery plan, and we had Dave raised some issues about the reduction in programs, and I do know that in the conversations I had, I mean, I'm just going based on the conversations that I had, because we did have a meeting, which, you know, we had a conversation with Bernard and Robert. There was a discussion about, you know, adding people to the year, but I don't think it was in this framework of reducing overall less programmers. I mean, I know you mentioned you're going to bring some new voices to the air and things of that nature, but my understanding of it didn't mean less overall less people on the air. So I'm just wanted to raise that. I don't know if we need to be too worried about that at this particular point in time. I mean, my understanding of it was that he was going to be bringing new people to the air and so forth. But I don't think it was in the direction. It's my understanding of it. Like I said, I'm just going by the last conversation that we had with Bernard and Robert and Lonnie when we were talking about the recovery plan. There wasn't a thought to reduce the overall number of programmers that are on the air. So I just want to say that, just put that out there. And you know, the Dallas V did have some input in some of these. Not all of these. I mean, some of these are ideas that were brought forth by. Contributors independent of the LSB process. So just to let you know, this is not completely, you know, all through the LSB. These are ideas brought forth from a lot of different sources. So I just wanted to make that clear, too.
What do you think of it?
What, the overall plan? I mean, I think there's a lot of good stuff in there. I'm concerned because I know somewhere in there was some mention of Arbitron that had me a little bit concerned, and there's also some concern about using revenue per hour to assess whether or not a program is good, because there's so many factors that contribute to whether a lot of revenue is raised during a particular hour that's not related to the particular show that's usually in that hour. It could be the premium. It could be who's pitching with the regular host. It could be different hosts, you know, joint people pitching. So there's a lot of factors that go into that. So I don't want the revenue per hour to really carry too much weight. So those were the two that really kind of stuck out in my mind. As to something that, you know, that I would really like to be cautious about how we use in our analysis of programming.
Okay, Teresa.
Something just struck me when Dave was talking about staffing, and what it called to my mind was we are very fortunate right now to have a chair of our board who is the executive director of another nonprofit, and she uses some of these community resources very, very well. For example, we're a member of the Texas Association of Lawyers for the Arts, and just for a small yearly fee, they provide tremendous resources. And we have someone, I think that's a member of that group, that has provided us with free mediation in some instances and has saved us a significant amount of money. We've also found through the Houston Endowment, I think a $20,000 grant for strategic planning. So I think that utilizing some of these sources will mean you don't have to hire those extra persons on staff or, you know, even as consultants or maybe even an assistant to the general manager, for example, because some of these people that work on certain specialties have been found for us through organizations that we can be a member of. For example, there's something like the United Way in our area. For $75 a year, you have access to some of their trainers, and these are people that can come in and talk about, you know, what boards do and some of the kinds of things that on the national level we spend a lot of money on. They can do they provided services for us on the local level. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, that's very good. That's what when we have our board meetings, those are the types of things. If we could perhaps sometime try to schedule a finance meeting at the board where we can bring in other board members who normally don't listen in on the conference calls for the committee and talk about those very things that you're talking about, Teresa, so that we can share those, you know, get some leverage. And so I've written that down so that we can perhaps look at that too. Okay, are there other questions?
Question. This is Helani. Yeah.
Yes, I just identified who you were.
Yeah. Do we yet own all of the equipment that keeps Pacifica on the air? And if we don't, have we budgeted for it?
We have been purchasing more and more of the equipment that we use. And we spent, I think, in the neighborhood of $10,000. John, are you listening? John O'Mella has been...
Yes, I am.
And we've been, you know, getting that equipment on eBay and buying it new. John, what do you think is the answer to that question right now? How much of the equipment on the broadcast side? For example, this particular meeting and our board meeting, how much of the equipment do we own now?
This isn't the air. This is for governance. This is streaming. This has nothing to do with broadcasting from my point of view, but the equipment that you own, it's actually...
The equipment required for broadcasting to keep Pacifica on the air nationwide, how much of that do we own now, and how much should we budget to make sure we own it?
I would say about, if you're talking about broadcasting, except when we do remotes, where I donate the equipment, that is actually my personal equipment, which is maybe a few thousand dollars worth of equipment, you own all of it. When you're talking about streaming, you own servers that stream. We're using your streaming server. The local equipment is actually mine.
And the equipment in New York City?
Which equipment in New York City?
In the apartment in New York.
Are you talking about the only, if you're talking about Pete's equipment, All he has is some computers that he uses to design websites. He does not have a server in his apartment. The server is in New York at an internet service provider.
Yeah, we moved a lot of it to a web-hosted Pier. Pier 1 is what we're using,
Ambrose. Yeah, but it was never in Pete's apartment. You cannot get that type of bandwidth. You would need like a T1. He doesn't have a T1. He has a cable internet connection.
So we now own all the equipment that keeps Pacifica on the air.
You have to define what you mean by on the air. You always owned the transmitters, the studios. All of that stuff is owned by Pacifica.
Well, John, the equipment that you mentioned that you were donating?
That's my personal remote equipment, and we have that in the budget. The problem is it has to be stored somewhere, and that's a big question of where it's going to be stored.
Are we satisfied with this, or is there some follow-up action? Oh, let me ask you a question. There's an inventory. I mean, John, I thought I recall from one of the prior meetings that you were doing an inventory now. Is that, when will that be completed, and that's something that needs to be submitted to this committee to submit to the board? Is that correct?
We're actually doing an overall inventory, and that's correct.
And when will that be completed?
I don't have a date for that because we have to start doing it at the stations.
We're looking at like maybe the first half of this fiscal year.
Yeah, it will be done by that. Hopefully, we'll have at least two or three of the stations done by then.
Quick question,
Teresa.
At the meeting at Walnut Creek, we asked about purchasing or subscribing somehow to a service to back up what we needed for the audio port. Has that been taken care of?
I think that's in the works right now.
What's the time frame on that?
I can't speak to that right now. We really need to talk to Pete, but he has some plans for that.
Okay.
Just one question about the archives, John.
Yeah.
Are you still using KPFT?
We're uploading there until... Pete has been duplicating everything. He doesn't have it online for the new Pacifica site yet, for one of the new Pacifica sites. He doesn't have everything. I mean, he's been gathering everything that goes up to KPFTX, but he doesn't, you know, just having it there, you have to actually put links to it. So that's a huge amount of extra work, and he's working on several sites at once. So I don't think that that's in place yet.
Dave?
Yes, Dave.
I think that the large things we need to deal with are whether or not we're going to approve these budgets, revised budgets that have been done outright, and what the check back thing is, what the look-see means. Are we going to approve them and just have budget adjustments through the year, and that's that for this year's budget cycle, or are we going to have an authorization that only lasts 3 months and a check back? And I also think that goes for the national office because I remain frightened about their ability to produce that money. The other thing is I would really like during the last budget cycle, despite our budget calendar, what we ended up with was budgets down to the wire and mostly standstill budgets where we were figuring out ways to fund what we already did. And I would really like to have some motion coming out of this committee that says, early in this year, we are going to be getting specific business plans from each of our units about what their goal is. It's not just BAI. It's like, what is your 18-month plan to deal with the changes that are happening in media? And 18 months is a short cycle. And I do think that the reason we haven't gotten such plans, we asked for paperwork, we asked for certain kinds of things, it finally dawned on me that the reason is not any ill will anywhere. It's lack of understanding or lack of clarity about how to do that. Our managers, I don't think,
have that training. So I would like to know what we're going to do on the budget resolutions, and I'd like to know how in this coming budget year we're going to do something differently than we're doing. And I can make motions to either effect, but I'm going to pose it as a question for now.
Well, if it's okay, I could speak to part of it.
Yeah, because, you know, just briefly, you know, we did have, you know, this year we were able to put together a plan, an outline to when to complete certain things. It's just the fact that they were not done as scheduled and as we had a plan, which was the first time we actually put a budget calendar together with due dates and action items. Yeah, I think what you're talking about is not just a plan, but going to actually would be more like a 3-year plan versus an 18-month plan. And
right, plan
if that's
process.
Something that Lonnie would like to implement, that's, you know, based on what can be done. So,
well, you know, I think that...
This is Jane, I'd like to get on the stack.
Sure.
That we're talking about strategic planning for the network,
yeah,
combined with training to be able to implement that strategic plan. What popped up for me was that we were at the March meeting, the March board. Conceive of that meeting as a training meeting for managers, as Dave is suggesting, on how to do a plan. The board look at strategic issues facing the network and trying sort of to look at what new initiatives we could look at in terms of dealing with some of the problems that we face. We could also give an orientation for new board members, all at the March meeting, and come out of it with training for managers, strategic planning, training for the board, also an 18-month cycle of planning where we could see where we're going from that March point forward, and an orientation for the new board. Maybe we could get all of that done in March, since that's used as one meeting where there's not a sort of must-do kind of legal things that the board has to do. That would get us started, at least, and I would love to see that happen.
This is Dave. Can I respond?
Sure.
We've had some trainings before, and I think it's a good idea for training to the board, but I'm becoming more and more convinced that what we need is more to be spending more money on the training of our management personnel, because I think if management was providing the board with the kind of stuff that the board could deal with at the policy and vision level, the board would be addressing more of its responsibilities, and I think that we need that. So I would like the more of an emphasis on the training for the management with a specific request. We want you to come to us with this concrete plan, and then, you know, some training for them into how to deal with, you know, implementing a vision that's a, you know, combination of what the governance wants and what they think needs to happen. But the March meeting might be fine. I'll come back and ask my other question again about how do we want to approve these budgets. Are we approving them, or are we approving them with limited authorization and reviewing?
This is Jane.
Sure, Jane.
I just wanted to comment on a couple of things that were said. The idea of having a budget that comes out of a strategic planning process is something that came up in our discussions at the LSV here in Washington. And in fact, at the meeting for our budget, a resolution was passed instructing our general manager to come back to us with a plan within 60 days dealing with certain things. But I share the concerns that Dave brought up, that I think that our managers need training in that. I think it would really pay off if that could happen. So that was the first comment I wanted to make. And the other comment is that, of course, what really messed up our budget calendar this year was our server, the crisis with our computer system, and hopefully we're in a better shape now. But I'm just going to put in a general complaint that I just have a hard time with the statements that we have. They're just cumbersome, and I've been complaining about this for a couple of years, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Just stick it out there again. That's all.
Lonnie? When Jane,
I don't need a response.
This is Laverne. Just briefly, the KPFA budget that we did, not for this year, but the prior year, we had a complete package, and Marnie Tattersall, who was on the Finance Committee, she prepared it. And it was, you have these spreadsheets, but then you have to reduce, you have to, take it down to the major level. You do variance analysis, and we have a format, including the headcount. So we have a format, and that's ideally what we want to see. And like Jane, like as you mentioned, we had the crash on the software, but in terms of getting the information and getting these plans where you have variances there, you have headcount, and that's, that's really what, again, we have a format. We have a template to do this. And, we can share this again. And Lonnie would like to, I'd like to know if we can get that type of format done with the new software. And, and another reason for not really pressing it, again, in addition to the fact, like you said, the crash of the system, but in terms of the time or anything for your staff, don't really want to tax them, except that otherwise, it would be left up to one of us who would have time on the committee to sit there and do those variances, which is,
Oh, boy.
So, it's discussion we've had. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to say maybe we need to restart that work group dealing with the format of reports, and I don't think it ever got off the ground to any great degree before.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about having a work. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
No. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was done, thanks.
Okay.
Well, I'm willing to certainly look at it. But, right now the reports we have are so large that, I know the ones you folks see look like 8 or 9 columns, but they're not. There was the request for that information included quarterly reports. When you look inside that spreadsheet, you'll see 4 or 5 quarters worth of comparisons on a quarterly basis, not just a monthly basis. You've got the cash and capital section. The reports are huge right now and complex, based on requests from the Finance Committee. I tend to think we need to at least agree on something simpler. So they're not even emailable. People can't even open up these spreadsheets because sometimes people's computers can't handle the size of the spreadsheet, the memory one. And I can't sometimes get it through Earthlink, which is my carrier, because it exceeds, I think my limit is 3.2 gigabytes. And it won't mail. We're far too complex, far too large, and the spreadsheets are way too complex. I'm for simplification. And if we could agree on a simplified format that at least meets most people's needs and that's easy to read, people can understand it, then maybe we can do, a more complex one for those that want more information. But right now we're caught between the need to simplify and the need to get some more sophisticated information for those folks that might need that more sophisticated information. What do we do? Maybe we are into two formats. One that's simple, usable, emailable, understandable. We have a new board coming on board, and they're not going to be as sophisticated as some of us have become over the years, and they're going to be looking for something easy to understand, simple. So maybe we do need to look at how to get that, those sort of different goals done. At the same time, not burn out my staff and burn me out and burn out my computer where it'll go down and it won't get anything. It's just getting huge. At some point, I'll be happy to go over how huge the spreadsheets you receive routinely are. They're extremely complex, 40, 50, 60 columns, which you don't see and don't open up. But if you were to open up all those columns, you would see what I mean. You have 3 years' worth of budget in there that they don't show, but they're the ones that you can look at last year's budget. Audits, 3 years' worth of audits in these spreadsheets that you receive. A huge amount of data. Eight quarters are in the spreadsheet. Graphs and charts are in this worksheet that I send you folks. You can see, how much each station raised in each drive. They're all there in those little tabs at the bottom. Take a look at those sometimes. There's a lot of information there, and we aren't utilizing it, and we just need to get clear. What is our core information need going to be and the reports that would deliver that core information? And then what is, you know, sort of other more complex reports that we could fold in without using our computers? But anyway, it's a lot
Dave?
There.
Yeah. Are you through lining, Dave?
Yeah, it's a lot in there.
Yeah.
If you would have just rattled around.
In terms of the mailing thing, what we need is for the new website, and I think it has the ability to post those documents, and you send a link, and then people download it in their web browser. And there's a certain irreducible complexity to financial statements that's just going to have to stay. The point out of what Lonnie said that I take seriously is, you know, what about those board members who are not going over financial statements in detail, and how do they get a sense of whether their decisions are effective for the financial health of the network? And so I'll come back to the earlier point about the planning. For example, we talked on this call about one of the real challenges is the allocation of staffing time. That's a high-level question that you don't want to be making on a catch-as-catch-can basis when you find out this year, oops, we don't have enough for that salary, who can we cut? And in fact, part of those decisions, as everybody knows, is somewhat political when it ends up getting made based on who feels whose work is valuable and helpful. And what we need is a plan. I would like to see by the middle of this year, a report from each station on what their long-term staffing goals are, where they're going to move where their manpower is now, where they're going to move manpower over the following 2 years, and for what reason, based on what values. And that is something that then you go to a financial statement and you see a head count and you have a context for understanding whether you're moving in the right direction, the wrong direction, or whether you're standing still dead in the water. And so, because this call we need to deal with the motions on the budget, I'm going to wait till next call. But on the next call, I would like to put forth a motion asking specifically for a staffing plan a 3-year staffing plan from each manager that goes to the question of how they're going to allocate staffing resources and why. Because unless we have that kind of lead time, given how demanding these jobs are and how overworked everyone else is, we're not going to have a plan that we're executing.
Thanks. Yeah, and I think in terms of the work groups, like Jane said, we need to think next month when the new finance committee is. We need to make sure that we start a work group again on looking at the format. And again, I can send you a copy of the budget that we did for KPFA a year ago. Because in addition, we had a sustainable plan for KPFA, which kind of like looked like what the final numbers were for KPFA. And like Dave had mentioned, you know, it gets on an LSB level. It gets to be on a political basis because the people who supported the sustainable plan, that, you know, we were accused of trying to cut headcount and that, you know, we were just, you know, demonized basically for trying to, you know, give the advice that we have been able to give in our other jobs. And, you know, again, as Lonnie has said, you know, we're at the point now where he's saying that, you know, we're 10 to 15, you know, full-time equivalent people over what we think we can really look at as a sustainable plan for the network. And again, the format, you know, I can send the package out this month, and then we can have it there for or whoever will be on the finance committee in January, and because that definitely needs to be done. And you know, we need to really try to task our LSBs to look at to accept the advice of people who do have some expertise in planning, and to you know, try to get away from the political game all the time that results in a lose-lose situation for all of us, which is, you know, we're into the situation, as Lonnie said, you know, that's as dire as you can make it, that, you know, we really need to, we're about 10 to 15 people over in terms of where we really should be at this time.
Well, on the Madam Chair?
Yes, please, Lonnie.
On Dave's issue of, well, what do we do with these budgets?
Yes.
I guess my recommendation would be, on the finance side, we are going to be reviewing the progress on the finance side because we'll have numbers. So that seems to me to be something that's already in place. But on programmatic change, it's difficult for the Finance Committee acting by itself to take charge of programmatic change, although we requested it. It may be that we need to work with a programming committee or in terms of looking at programmatic change, if we're going to look at it across stations as opposed to just at one station, and looking toward the future, that is to say. So I guess bottom line, I think we need to pass through WBAI with their built-in 90-day plan and look at it in 90 days. And before that, of course, but 90 days, it's the plan should be delivered, not be starting in 90 days. And for KPFA, I think that budget has changed so much, it needs to go back for the LSB to have its turn to review it, because it does make sense to take a budget to the PNB that the LSB has not seen and is different from what they passed. And for K, yes, the recommendation, I think we should pass it on to the PNB. Now, on A, do we pass it through tonight with the proviso that it be revisited, or do we pass it through and make arrangements for the PNB to review it after the LSB has seen it and had input on it as it's January, when the PNB meets in January. Do we simply send it back now and not send it to the PNB at all, or do we pass it through with a proviso that the PNB approve it only after the LSB has done so? If the LSB makes changes, the PNB might have to look at it again anyway. So I think we need to get this done and not stretch the budgeting process on into a new budget, a new board period, because the new folks may or may not want to be bothered with it or have to go back over old budget. I think we need to finish the job as much as possible.
This is Dave.
Okay, Dave.
So I'd like to move that we recommend the PNB pass or adopt the KPFK revised budget, that the PNB authorize spending under the KPFA budget for 3 months, and that authorization will terminate unless the PNB approves a budget following a recommendation by the KPFA LSB. And I recommend that we, and I'd like to also move that we recommend the PNB adopt the WBAI budget with authorization, continuing authorization, contingent on the provision and review of a revised plan, of the revised plan within 90 days. So just to let you know what that last means, it means if we do it, the PNB, if we get that revision and look at it, or that review and look at it, then authorization continues without another PNB vote. But if we don't, authorization terminates. So that takes care of being sure we do our look-see.
I didn't get any of that.
Okay.
Just a second.
It doesn't require a second, but I appreciate the support, particularly from Ambrose. But the motion is that we recommend adoption of the KPFK budget, revised budget. That's part one. Tell me when you're ready for this part two.
Okay, go ahead.
Part two is that we recommend authorization of spending under the KPFA revised budget. Such authorization to terminate...
Wait, authorization of spending under what? The KPFA?
The revised KPFA
revised
budget.
A budget.
Such authorization to terminate within 90 days, or in 90 days of adoption by the PNB, so within 90 days of December 15th, unless the PNB approves a budget following a recommendation from the KPFA LSB. And what that means is that we need the LSB to recommend something. We may approve what they recommend or make changes, but that's the intent of the language. They have to review it and make a recommendation to us, and we have to pass a budget following that. And the third piece, tell me when you're ready.
Well, such authorization to terminate within 90 days unless the PNB adopts a budget following the LSB?
Following a recommended a recommendation by the LSB and actually the National Finance Committee.
Are you you're trying to say that the it has to come from the LSB?
What I'm trying to say is that the LSB has to review a budget and make a recommendation. Whether what we finally approve is up to the PNB, but it has to go through that process. That's the point.
Subsequent adopts a budget subsequent
following a budget recommendation by the LSB and the National Finance Committee. And why don't you say after instead of following, because following is ambiguous. And tell me when you're ready for part three.
Give me part three. I'll come back to part two.
Okay, and part three is that we recommend adoption of the revised WBI budget with authorization for spending under that budget to expire in 90 days if a budget review is not conducted by who, Lonnie? By us?
Yeah, we should. We should have that look. And it should be by us. And we're primary on it.
Okay. Without a budget review within 90 days by the National Finance Committee. And that what that means is all we have to do, what we're doing in that is we're being sure that we do that work, because without it, they lose their authorization. But if we do that review, the authorization continues. The PNB doesn't need to act.
Right. I think that's good. Very good point to make there.
I'm still working on it, Dave. We need Casey. Where's Casey? Okay. One, recommend adoption of KPFK revised budget. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Two, recommend authorizing
spending under the revised
KPFA.
Dave, are you at your desk? I mean, are you at your computer?
Right. Good
Can
question.
Can you just type that up and send it?
Because I'm in my car waiting to go to a Christmas party at my boss's house.
Can't you have a
recommend authorizing
does she?
Authorization of spending under revised KPFA budget, such authorization to terminate within 90 days unless the PNB adopts a budget following
after receiving a budget
after
recommendation.
LSBs don't recommend budgets, do they?
Let's not get into that. This is the language of the motion is after receiving
a
budget recommendation from the KPFA, LSB, and National Finance Committee.
The LSB, I think, approves a motion to accept the budget.
Whatever. This will have the same effect. In other words, they'll have to have a vote back to the budget. So you can change the language if you need to, but I think it's
okay.
Does
so to recommend authorization of spending under revised KPFA budget, such authorization to terminate within 90 days unless.
No, let's use a date. It'll be easier. Let's say March 15th.
March 15th. Unless March 15, 2007, unless the PNB adopts a budget after receiving a budget recommendation from the KPFA, LSB, and NFC.
Right.
Three. recommend adoption of revised WBAI budget.
With authorization for spending.
With authorization for spending.
to terminate by March 15th, 2007.
Okay.
Unless such budget has been reviewed by the National Finance Committee by that time. Actually, let's make it unless reviewed and a motion adopted by the NFC to allow it continued spending.
Reviewed and accepted?
No, wait, that's just too... reviewed and accepted. No, let's say that.
By the NFC, by that date?
Right.
Okay.
Although realistic... No, just say reviewed, because realistically the NFC can't then sort of terminate... You can't give a committee a right to terminate a budget authorization. You'd have to go through a different process. If the review turns out to be a problem, the NFC can make a recommendation that there be a budget adjustment. So don't say review and accept. Let's just have the review.
All right. So number three reads, recommend adoption of revised WPAI budget with authorization for spending to terminate by March 15, 2007, unless such budget has been reviewed by the NFC by that date.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll send this out to everybody.
Okay.
Yes, I will try to.
And the other stations, did we get those?
Yeah.
Okay. And a national office.
Oh, yeah. I like that too. I do think that we, well, let's leave that separate because that wasn't the budget that's before us. We approved that budget. So let's just do our work now, but we definitely need to come back and look at the national office performance.
Okay. And archives, I think we'd approve that one also. Okay. We have all of them?
I think so.
Okay. All right, Lonnie, is there...
Because the W was not included, nor was T, so they're already
right.
Approved.
Exactly. Okay, so...
Do we take by acclamation, or...?
What's that?
We do a by acclamation approval?
Are there any objections?
Objections, yeah.
Are there any other comments on the language? Okay, are there any objections to the motion to approve these with those caveats? Patty?
Could it be just read one more time?
Yes.
Okay, and I did just send it. I don't know. Okay. One, recommend adoption of KPFK revised budget. Two, recommend authorization of spending under KPFA budget. Such authorization to terminate
revised
March...
Revised KPFA budget.
Pardon?
Revised.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Recommend authorization of spending under revised KPFA budget. Such authorization to terminate March 15, 2007, unless the PMB adopts a budget after receiving a budget recommendation from the KPFA, LSB, and the NFC. Three, recommend adoption of revised WBAI budget with authorization for spending to terminate by March 15, 2007, unless such budget has been reviewed by the NFC by that date. I don't understand that last one.
The point of it is that in the past we're going to come back and look at things, and we haven't. And what we're saying is basically that we're not that budget has gone through the process of review by the LSB, et cetera. We still have some questions, and we want to look at it. So what this motion does is says that we have to do that work, or whoever's on this committee has to do that work. But if there's a problem in there, then the NFC might recommend budget adjustments, or it might not. But it doesn't have to go back to the PNB because it's been through its appropriate process. The reason it's different than for KPFA is their LSB hasn't been involved.
So the question I think also is that, I mean, at that time, I mean, would the NFC actually generate a motion to say that, you know, to continue the spending or this
for
motion
who?
That will be, for BAI or the motion, that's
no.
The one you're speaking to, right, Jane?
Pardon me?
You were speaking to the BAI budget, the
uh-huh, yeah,
that.
Number three.
Yeah.
the intent was that we don't, if we have issues with it, then mm-hmm. we deal with that by making a motion for a budget adjustment
That's
within
nice.
The existing
That's
process. But we don't have to do that, and the PMB doesn't have to do anything else. What we're forcing ourselves to do is actually do the work of getting back to it and seeing how it's going, so that if we need a motion, we'll make it.
Okay, so I think then you need to add the fact that the budget has been reviewed by the NFC and submitted as submitted to the PNB, submitted for approval by the PNB.
May I respond?
Sure.
Yeah. So what I was saying with it was that last step wasn't needed in this case because it went through a budget process, and we think if these things come out okay, you know, we don't need to do anything. This committee can always recommend a budget adjustment if we think one's necessary. But again, the thing of it going before the PMB, the way the motion's structured now, it's elective depending on what this body decides to do. If we're fine with it, then it doesn't need to go back to the PMB. That was the intent.
Is there other language, or for Rudy, Patty? What is your position? Your position?
And actually, unfortunately, I have to leave the call.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
So I hope something good happens. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Patty, Rudy, can you look at, have you received a copy of the motion that Jane sent out?
I heard it, though. Make a motion to divide the
please.
BAI part from the rest of it.
Okay. Baruti, what is your position?
I thought the motion basically covered what we needed. I mean, it gives the station a chance to move forward with, you know, what the IGM and the CFO and what everybody feels is doable at this point. But at the same time, it puts the NFC's responsibility directly in place that it has to take a look at this in 3 months. So, I guess as Dave was saying, in 3 months' time, if the committee felt as though changes needed to be made, it could be made at that point in time. It's just not making it mandatory. The difference is not making it mandatory that the PNB get involved, because normally the PNB doesn't have to get involved. I would think that normally it falls upon the NFC to decide whether or not changes need to be made, which he's just spelling out clearly by requiring the 3-month review. So I thought that
Jane?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Would it be just as clear to say recommend adoption of revised WBAI budget subject to mandatory NFC review prior to March 15, 2007? I mean, is it helpful to have this language with authorization to terminate by March 15? I mean, or would it just be adequate to say subject to mandatory NFC review of budget?
Yeah. I agree. The termination sounds a little bit different than what we asked.
Yeah. I was trying to find the motion we passed initially for WBAI in this seat. If the change from that motion, I don't have it. Oh, maybe I do. I'll have to find it here. But go ahead.
What Dave was trying to do was really kind of put some teeth into it to say that it was required that the NFC do an assessment. I mean, I know we always have the opportunity, or we have the right to do an assessment, but this would make it mandatory that the NFC, you know, affirmatively take that particular action. So I thought that's what he was trying to get to, as opposed to saying, well, you know, we'll do it, and then there's nothing that really kind of makes us do it. I mean, everybody will be watching the calendar at this point. And requiring, you know, keeping in mind that on the 15th of March that this review would have to take place.
Okay, what are the other positions on this? Jane, Lonnie, what?
Well, this is Jane. I guess I would just make it a little bit simpler, say just a little change of words. With authorization for spending to terminate by March 15th, unless the NSC has reviewed the budget by that date.